I always try to initiate phone sex with my student loan.
That's so funny. Are you joking? Because if you're not joking, that's great.
I'm like, oh,
you have to try that.
What are you wearing?
Are you student alone?
Mm-hmm. Are you student alone?
Alone.
This is a call about a debt. Ooh, yeah. I'm naughty.
How deep is that debt?
Oh, so big. Oh, there's so much debt. I'm empty. Fill me with threats.
What kind of debt are you bearing?
Hello and welcome to the award-winning Ardent Atheist, where reason reigns supreme, not frogs and fish. Today's episode brought to you by billions of years of evolution. Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the inner tubes, and from our other hit podcast, Skeptically Yours. You can find links to our guest website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium ad-free 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at ardentatheist.com.
If you'd like to take part in the live chat moderated by the author of the fabulous blog, Comedy Obscura, Joe Swam, go to ardentatheist.com/live and chat us up right now.
And please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free, and write a review. Help us get up there in the top 10 where you've never gotten us. You may also go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe to our premium ad-free content for a measly $10 per year.
Subscribe now or I kill Santa.
There's no Santa.
What? That's what happens when they don't subscribe.
You're making no sense.
Subscribe now or I kill Emery.
You're very killy tonight.
Merry fucking Christmas.
Wow, she does not like the holidays.
We only have two rules on the show. Rule number one, guests may plug anything they want. We're not hypocrites. Go subscribe.
And rule number two, if your listener's ever been offended by anything, get a sledgehammer and destroy your computer now. This show has no restrictions on language or content and certainly has nothing for you. You Saint Dickolas.
Yeah.
We're coming to you live from E&H Studios in sunny Studio City, California. In the Studio City tonight, we have Mike Kaplan, Jessica Michelle Singleton, and Dax Jordan.
Daxton Alexander Jordan.
Daxton
Thank
Alexander
you.
Jordan. You know these folks from showbiz. Thanks for being here.
Daxy pants.
Daxy pants.
I am wearing pants.
That's a good thing.
Daxton. Are you public about that stupid name of yours?
Yes.
That's pretty great.
And my name tag at Fry's Electronics says Daxton.
It does not.
I had them put the whole thing. Because when I started working
separation
there
between...
seasonally, I decided, okay, that will be a different me.
You just look like you would work at an electronics store.
Does he? Really?
No.
Are you liking working at Fry's? Because going in Fry's is something
destiny.
I can't not do.
You're Daxton.
I love it.
Daxton.
I'm Daxton to work there. Yes.
That's what Daxton's short for. Dax is short for Daxton. Daxton is short for Daxton. Gotta go. Yeah.
So I love that place and hate that place.
Yeah.
Because you can't get
zoo.
Real help.
No, why would it's the McDonald's of a warehouse of electronics.
Yeah.
That sells candy and junk food and goodies
also,
and toys and
yeah.
video games.
And they handle RAM like they don't give a shit about it.
Just with sticky fingers.
Oh,
and
they touch every part of it. They take it out of the bag and don't act like it's got any issues. Like you can't shock
chew
it to
on
death.
It like
it's
jerky.
Really
this
awful.
One's
yeah.
good.
You, sir.
Oh,
you can't do that?
What?
Mm-hmm.
You, sir.
Right. They're nerds.
What? Yeah. What do you say?
Don't touch
you
so my far? RAM.
You
don't touch my RAM.
You have to know when
I got your RAM.
You have to go into Fry's knowing what you want, because the chances that you'll get someone who knows what they're talking about
yeah.
are slim.
It's Wait, really tough.
It's called Fry's, and it's the McDonald's of...
It's called,
hilarious.
Yeah, the McDonald's of That's warehouses
hey, would you
of
like,
electronics.
Would you like us with this?
I'd like help with this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We don't have that here.
They no. don't help you except for when you're exiting.
They help you
feel like
well,
you're
there's
stealing.
Something.
Like a criminal.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Have we talked
yeah.
about that on Skeptically
yes,
Yours
we have.
Before?
We've talked about it on both shows. I
oh,
think.
Good. Yeah, I refuse to submit to the unreasonable search.
Yeah, I have to turn my pockets inside out as an employee on the way
well,
out.
Well, you've agreed to those terms, right?
Yeah.
You signed an agreement?
Yeah. When I used to work at Macy's, they had a rule where we had to have clear pocketbooks. We couldn't.
Wow. When yeah. I worked at the Sperm
Bank.
And
I make sure that I took my... bloody Tampax and put it in there.
Oh, yeah.
Walking through.
You did not really do that
Me
because
too.
That would be brilliant.
It would be brilliant.
Wow.
I put the most embarrassing things in my purse and carried it through.
Just so William H. Macy wouldn't think you were stealing from him?
Well, just because.
When I fly, I hide my drugs under really, really filthy dildos.
Oh, I always carry a ton of like dildos and yeah. vibrators in my carry-on. And just. But I also refuse to go. I'm like,
how have you and I never met yet?
I'm slowly bringing you the coolest
right,
people.
Exactly.
And yeah. I don't go through the thing I
oh yeah the
yeah you
down.
Demand yeah. they search
I demand
you.
The pat down
yeah. I always get a pat down
and yeah. the ladies are always like I'm sorry about this. And I'm like, I'm not. I just want to be as creepy as possible.
Human contact is nice.
I need it.
I don't know what you're looking for, but it's 3 inches deep.
Yeah. Read the card. Read the card. Everybody know that joke? We only do punchlines on this show.
Good.
Thanks for being here, everybody. It's Christmas fucking Eve.
Christmas Eve.
What the hell are we doing? We have no lives.
You know, my
at
favorite
joke. Two of us are wearing Christmas shirts.
Right. My joke, my favorite joke that I saw on Twitter 2 years ago, I think. Maybe it was last year, but it was Blaine Kapatch.
He's good.
Oh, wait, Kapatch. Do you know the joke?
It's Christmas Eve, not.
It's
not Christmas.
It's Steve. He did it the day before Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
So the joke, if I remember right, was it's Christmas Eve Eve, not Christmas Eve Steve.
Okay.
That's a genius joke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Am I remembering right, or do you remember a different version?
I remember a version that was it's Christmas Eve, not Christmas Steve.
Right.
So yeah. I think it works either way.
Blaine has done more variations on the it's not Adam.
It is.
Steve,
it's not.
It's
oh,
Adam
right, right.
Blaine has done so many great variations on that.
Can I tell you?
Probably. 50.
Why didn't we get him? We should have had him.
Yeah,
on.
Let's call him up. there's a guy named David Ellis Dickerson who's a
nice
friend
name.
Slash fan. He's pretty good one.
Yeah.
Dead.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he's dead to his friends. And he's among other things, like I know him. He's a friend of mine on Facebook, and he's written like crosswords and like cryptic crosswords, which I like.
What?
So. I made some sort of Christmas Eve like anagram, and then he came back and he's like, "Oh, it's a massive wretch." That's Christmas Eve spelled. Those are all the
it's letters. An anagrammed version of Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah.
A massive wretch.
I like that
a
one,
massive wretch.
I think just massive
just
wretch.
Massive
yeah,
wretch.
That, there's only one A.
Yeah. Anagrams are beyond me. They're not something I do. There are people out there that can see a set of letters.
Oh, yeah.
And they can instantly give you dozens of
yeah.
Of
Mr. I. That's ironic that you can't see them. Because Mr.
Ironic.
I is Emery.
It
Mr.
is?
I.
So you just
yeah.
saw that already.
I mean, it's only five letters. M-R-E-Y-E wasn't the hardest.
It's E-M-E-R-Y.
But he and Zach Sherwin can just rearrange any letters
anything,
or words
yeah.
That's
at any time.
Bizarre to me. So it took me, honestly, at least an hour to figure out how to term Kim Jong-un into something interesting.
You could go to, if you Google, there's an anagram finder.
I did, and it didn't give me anything close to what I figured out on my own.
All right.
Joe Swam on the wall of Reason says, if it's Christmas Eve, Eve, not Christmas Eve, Steve.
Say it again?
It's Christmas Eve, Eve,
okay.
not Christmas
the
first Eve.
One.
Eve.
I like,
that's the one I said. Yeah.
I like, yeah, you got it. I like it the
he
other way,
He found
too.
His tweet.
Oh, that's amazing.
He's
that's
crazy.
That is
he's crazy
that
amazing.
Is a man that doesn't fucking quit. But Kim Jong Un, when I made an account as Kim Jong Un so that I could speak as if I'm doing kind of a racist Asian voice yelling at people about the
never
hidden
before
the interview.
Wow. Amazing.
That is at Jingo Monk. That's his. That's the
Monk with a U.
M-U-N-K.
Yeah, because it's an
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
If it was Kim Jong Un, then that anagram finder would have helped you get that one.
I guess, right?
Yeah,
well, yeah. It didn't help me.
You're smarty pants.
You're just really into anagrams.
I like them. Yeah,
I love anagrams.
Yeah, they're great.
The guy knows mathematics like nobody I know.
I just got fucking, wet. Please stop.
It's really
my eyes twitching. Math.
I smell sarcasm in the mic.
Oh no, that was not
real.
Sarcastic.
You like smart
I smell something
I
else.
Love math.
Yeah.
smell.
So you want a smart, funny guy? That's
yeah,
really what
that's
we're figuring
it, but that's
out about
it.
You. That's it.
Yeah.
Just to fuck you and get the fuck out.
I mean, you know, we can have conversations, but not forever. Like,
forever.
I got shit to do. Well, make me come and then talk and then go.
All right. Let's.
All right.
You're every you're man's in. Dream.
I'm just a man trapped in a tiny, small woman's body. I think I'm an old gay man trapped in a woman's body.
That's funny.
Mm. No, gay men don't like to fuck anymore.
Where's the ghost penis?
They don't.
Really?
Yeah, they get tired of fucking.
Is it just because they're... No.
Yeah.
You're a young gay man trapped.
Yeah, you're a young gay man trapped.
Men have to construct a tired penis
Wait,
situation.
Men get, old men get tired of fucking? Is that
yeah.
right?
Some do.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot,
there's
dude.
Like gonorrhea all over nursing
doesn't.
Homes. I don't believe this for a second.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
sure.
I think there's kind of a fourth wind that happens to people who are near death.
Well, Viagra has helped.
Do you think?
Viagra has helped.
Do they get tired of fucking or do they get tired of the, I can't fuck cause, like, because their dick doesn't get hard.
It could just be
yeah,
one old man who is fucking every lady
but
in each nursing home.
But there's not just fucking
exactly
that
right.
you can do as yeah. as an older person. You know, there's other things besides sticking it in there. Because I think that...
What
yeah, that's
about?
What your cane's for.
Oh, man.
Seasonal candy cane.
Oh, God.
Da, 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 da. Grandpa, no!
I mean, that's what the mouth is for. You can
take out those dentures. Yeah. Not that it matters with guy. I'd just be weird if an old man was like, "Let me take out my dentures." Like, what were you gonna do?
I'm pretty sure that's happened.
Let me munch on that butthole.
I'm sure a woman has said that to an old guy
before. Less teeth on my butthole.
I mean, yeah.
Less teeth on my butthole.
Get a little toothy on the rim.
We now have the name of this episode. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Let me write that down right now.
It's early.
Yeah. That's funny. The Ardent Atheist Christmas special, colon.
Less teeth on that colon.
Colon.
All right, are we going to talk about God? Now, all right, let me start right off.
No, I thought this is an atheist podcast. No talk about God.
Yeah, exactly. we're going to rediscuss what you do or don't believe quite a bit, I know. But I want to, and I'm pointing on a radio show. I'm
sure.
Sorry. Very apologize. Mike, we're going to talk about what you believe. I want to go to Jessica, Michelle. I want to talk to you. I ask everybody this question. I haven't warned you before that I was going to ask you this question. And a reasonable response to this question, you don't have to tell anybody what you believe. But so you can say, go fuck yourself. I'm not going to tell you, but I'm curious.
The question is, how deep do you believe your vagina is?
How deep?
I mean, that thing is an abyss. No. I mean, how far does the universe expand, really?
Right. It's all in there.
Is it a multi-veg?
We're all inside my vagina.
How is that?
Right.
It's
like the way
possible?
We're in the Milky Way, but we can also see the Milky Way.
It's crazy. Right. Yeah. It's a whole thing.
Her vagina is the Milky Way.
Yes.
Nice.
It is. It's.
I mean, those are her boobs.
Do you believe in God? You don't want
to
talk about it.
I'm only here to spread the word of Christ, you guys.
That would be the best.
No.
If you were like a Bible-thumping Christian with all
I
this
I thought
dirty
about
talk.
Coming in here and trying to pretend, just having some like
it's hard
Bible quotes on hand and being like, yeah, but you guys, but then how do you explain when Jesus rose from the dead? It's in this book.
We haven't been trolled yet by anybody. That would have been funny.
No, haven't we?
Not who?
With that guy that came in and did
that
character.
That wasn't trolling. He was doing a character. I knew it was.
God damn it.
And we're not saying who that was.
God you.
You damn it.
I'm kind of like, there's a very logical part of me that's like, okay, there's no, we just die. But then there is a part of me that I go back and forth with. Some of it I think is just like desperate hope that like, please don't let this be all there is. So I get like, oh, spiritual and like, you know, maybe there's like a bigger thing and I don't have anything
specific.
Would
you want it to last forever, though? I mean, who really
would? A lot
of
people don't realize what forever means.
Yeah.
That's a fucking commitment. You have issues with commitment.
Oh, no, I can't even commit suicide. Like, what am I? Can't.
You have suicide commitment issues?
Yes. I've come so close. I mean, I don't know if I would want it to, like, keep cycling or whatever the thing would be.
I have, I don't want to, interrupt. This will be a tease for later when we do get to it. I've had new experiences since my last time on the show that,
Oh my God, you found Jesus!
Oh, I
he
mean,
found Jesus!
Well, I know what he found.
DM was Jesus.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Is that what it is?
Oh no, I did mention it on Monday.
The spiritual
as well.
Thing, which we're going to talk about. Yes. Absolutely. Let's go to
I'm
it.
Excited.
Let's talk. We'll come back. We're going to come back and figure out what you think and why.
Especially since we're almost ready for
right
a break.
Now, we are not.
Yes,
a psychotic break.
I'm not doing it. I refuse. Mike. Mm-hmm. So are you talking what's it called, this experience?
Ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca.
You did ayahuasca?
Have you done it, Dax?
I have not. I've done a little bit of DMT.
Okay.
But
Jessica?
Not enough.
Sinners.
Have you?
It's too late to fake us out now.
No, I've only done a little bit of mushrooms and not enough to trip.
Oh, you should do more.
I wanted to do enough to trip. I just didn't. I did what I had.
Yeah.
And I was very happy.
You start low and work
and then
your
Robin
way up.
Williams died. It was a rough day.
Oh, wow.
I think I killed him with mushrooms. Williams.
If you hadn't eaten mushrooms, he'd be fine.
Yeah. Or if you'd eaten the right amount. Yeah.
Well, you're walking out with a gift tonight, Mike.
Thank you. Yeah.
But Dax, you and I got to talk. We got to get her over here for a party.
Yeah.
And show her and see who else we can kill.
Whoa.
Wait.
Yeah, yeah.
What parties? What?
We'll get
don't
your shrooms.
We're talking about shrooms.
And I won't be here, so it'll just be the three of you.
You won't be here?
I'm just kidding. I'll be here.
Yeah. Like, wait, where are you going? Yeah. Stay with me. I'm already getting desperately clingy, and I haven't even started the drugs. Yeah, please don't leave me.
No, it's okay.
We would never.
I have abandonment issues.
I'm a good shroom shaman, but tell us about ayahuasca.
Yeah.
A shrooman.
The Shrooman Show.
I have that effect on people. It's not me at all. You're being
I came in that way.
So I've now, in September, I did this ayahuasca ceremony for the first time with a guide that a friend of mine had done like earlier, and so he got me into this group. The way that I've done it each time, like five times technically, you sit sort of gather at night, and then
I like how it's such an odd concept that. How many times have you done ayahuasca? 3 to 5.
I'm not sure.
It's a parallel universe. Yeah. So I'm not sure if I was here when I did it.
Each time there were 2 shots of the thing.
A liquid?
Yeah, it's a liquid.
Okay. It's a tea they make.
Yes.
And it's, do we know what it's made from? You know what it's made from?
It's made, I mean, DMT is the active ingredient. I think there is an ayahuasca plant.
Okay.
I don't know what part of the plant. But it comes from Peru.
And we're not talking factory.
It's all organic.
A guy takes it out of the tree, something to it. Oh, yeah.
Well, it's two plants, one which contains the DMT, and another one which is an MAO inhibitor, because the reason you can't just eat DMT, it doesn't metabolize.
It grabs onto the stuff that's in your system and flushes right out.
Right. So you
I looked
have
this
to,
up after. Yeah, after.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and so you have to inhibit MAO.
What's MAO?
Monoamine oxidase.
Okay.
Well done.
It's the thing that keeps it from.
Yeah, it's the thing that keeps it from getting to your brain.
Because you have it naturally in you, right?
Yeah, there is DMT in our brains.
Yes, it's already in there. Somehow in the rainforest they figured out that this plant would only work in combination with this plant, and together
how many plants did people drink?
Well, they still
like,
have
this one.
This it's interesting because the shaman dude who doesn't call himself a shaman, the most recent time that I did it in LA, he lives on the East Coast. I don't want to say too much, you know, I don't blow up his spot or anything.
Right.
But so I've done it with him mostly on the East Coast, but I found out he's gonna be in LA, so he was in LA at a time recently. And so we did it at night. Like, he'll do it, like, multiple days in a row. Like, he'll do, like, there's one in Peru at some point that's, like, you know, 5 days in a row. And he just says there are other plants that do similar things or slightly different things. But he's like, if I said, hey, there's going to be a, you know, ukamushu, I don't know, something that sounds like that, people would be like, oh, I don't know what, I've heard of ayahuasca, so I'll do the ayahuasca one.
Yeah.
But he's like, there's tons of them. And, like, you know, there's all these medicines, all these healing plants in the jungle that are getting lost because the jungles are getting lost.
Right, and the knowledge of the combination of plants that makes any one thing effective.
For one of these, it was sort of like a little seminar where he's like, hey, I'm shaking this plant, I'm blowing this smoke, like, this is how this was prepared. It was sort of a little, you know, workshop of, not like a how-to, but he's like, here's why I'm doing this at this point, why I'm, you know,
explanation
blowing,
of process.
Yeah. This
it involves
liquid.
Like,
yeah.
And tobacco smoke.
Tabasco.
Yeah, right.
Can you hand me that Jesus thing?
Because
somebody on the wall wants to know about it.
Jesus' mouth.
Remember where you are now, because we have to take a break.
Yeah,
we're coming right back into it. And you can look at Heather making Jesus faces while we take a break. we'll be right back. You're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available to the iTunes Store. More after this unavoidable irritation.
We've had a lot of people ask us about the comedy sketch clips that we play from the Vile comedy album, Chaos Radio, so we are making it available to you. You can buy your favorite tracks from the 23-track record individually for $1, or you can buy the entire recording for $18. Go to gumroad.com/Emery Emery. That's G-U-M as in Mary fuck you, ROAD.com/Emery Emery and buy the damn thing.
Why doesn't Santa have any children?
Why?
Because he only comes once a year. Wait, and when he does, it's down a chimney.
You're so corny.
I didn't write that. You were. I didn't write. We just found that online. Wrong button, damn it.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs, but we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest. Or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
And now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense You Can Believe In. We're talking with Mike Kaplan, Jessica Michelle Singleton, and Daxton Alexander Jordan.
All of the names.
I got them all,
today.
Man. I got your name there.
What's your middle name, Mike?
Adam. Adam Kaplan.
It is not Mikeston. Good God, that would be great.
Yeah.
Does everybody know my middle name?
Emery?
No. That was pretty great.
That was amazing.
God damn.
Comedy mind. There is a God. Oh, no.
No, they're just funny people.
God is our oneness.
They didn't want to give me a middle name. They wanted no middle name. They wanted it simple. Emery the second. And my mom kept sending the paperwork back because they kept putting things in the middle name field that would have been a name, like Nunn is the first one.
Uh-huh.
She's like, his name isn't Nunn. Do something different. And they took it and brought it back N/A or something like, no! And the only thing they would settle on, they finally settled on two dashes. So two hyphens.
That's
so
your real middle name?
So my real middle name technically is --, which I dig. A lot.
E equals Emery squared.
Let me take a picture of you, Dax. Hold on.
Dax is putting his lips through the Jesus. What do you call that? A fan or a?
It's a fan that you get like at the church.
Jesus face fan.
Sure, Jesus face.
People
fan.
Just fan themselves with that.
They're which like, is oh, that's kind of dumb, right?
It's bending down a little bit.
It's a Jesus fanning Christ.
Lean
it's
back.
It's a fan.
Dax,
a fan
go.
Of
Lean
Jesus
back.
Fan. There you go. Perfect.
Jesus fan.
There. If you are a fan of Jesus,
Jesus fan fan. Jesus
the problem is my giant. Heathen nose pushes it straight forward.
Is that sinner?
This is made for ladies with their tiny noses.
Not made for Jews, that's
no,
for sure.
No, definitely not. Ironically.
My little baby lips. Yeah, give me that water. I'm going to turn it into wine, baby. Oh,
we're doing we're doing visual gags on a radio show.
Give me
we
that
are killing
water.
It.
Yeah.
So silly.
You want a Jesus
I'm
up?
All right.
You're better than
this is the only radio show with five cameras, so let us do some physical gags.
We do stream live with the video, but that's just a...
Emery's now drinking water through a straw. Mm. Actually, all there's right. nothing in the
Jesus
cup.
Was
yeah. Really getting crazy up here with Jesus.
So I want to know more about ayahuasca. That's exactly
yes.
right.
Yes.
I sense that you're taking us to a place where you think that there is something more than just this... the universe in this world. Is that where we're headed with you?
No, just that...
Because I'll throw you out of my house.
I understand. I mean, like, you've done mushrooms?
I have.
And do you feel a thing when you're on mushrooms
no
that
question.
You would call, like, that... if somebody
transcendent
else is, like, spirituality,
and spiritual, yes.
Yeah, that. I mean, it's just more of that
yeah.
happens. Like, the same way, I don't know if I said this on Monday, but, like, when I started taking Tai Chi recently, there's, like, a move where... you make your hand like a whip, and then the other hand comes up to it and then moves to the other, you know, to a different place. But my teacher says, you know, you keep consciousness in both hands. And so the same way that my brain connects both the hands, I'm like, oh yeah, I feel both of these hands and my brain is in charge of them. The same way I feel like, oh, all of the universe exists and we are all these conscious things that might be in some perhaps meaningless way. Part of, you know, if all consciousness is one, but the same way that both my hands don't feel each other at the same time, other, you know, human minds don't feel each other at the same time, except when perhaps, like, a friend of mine who was doing it, he's like, oh, when a comedian tells a joke and an audience laughs, that's, in a way, minds connecting. Now these minds are having the same, you know, comedic sort of euphoric experience, the same
kind
of...
But it's still different.
Yeah, I mean, our bodies are separate, but in the same way, like, you know, my body is different cells now than it was 7 years ago.
When it was Hitler?
Yeah, at some point, I mean, I was...
You were Hitler?
I mean, yeah. I don't know exactly, but we
look
were all...
Look at the fucking mustache. He's grown it in more,
right.
but...
That's true. I try to hide it. Like, I have a Hitler beard, full facial Hitler beard.
Your hair looks a lot fuller in general.
You're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know,
he's happier mean, now.
We were all star parts at some point. No, we were all, if it was, right. you know, believe the Big Bang, then we were, you know, one point is everything.
Yeah.
And so now we're all just, I mean, compartmentalization of like, oh, yeah, you're you, I'm me, like having different identities, at, you know, with names or faces or people or bodies, like, you know, ideologies. Like, at some point, it's meaningless. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, I mean, we're all, when I've been on ayahuasca, most of the themes of the trips have been like, oh, it's all like love, caring, kindness,
sure. yeah.
connectedness.
We're all one.
And I mean, you know, as hacky as revelations go, like, but that's
legitimately. That was the thing about the first bunch of times I did mushrooms. I was like, this is so hacky.
yeah.
This is exactly what everyone says it's
oh,
like.
Oh, man, I thought this before when I was that other guy, you know?
yeah, right.
And, like, legitimately, I was telling a friend about this, and, like, sort of a skeptical friend who's like, oh, yes, okay, so it's just be nice. I knew that. I'm like, well, it seems like you don't.
Yeah. yeah.
No,
yeah.
right.
No, you don't.
Seems
you don't.
Like you're
not doing
it. It's
hard to encapsulate that. Yeah. It really well, is until I you felt connected.
Yeah.
I think the drugs we're talking about, mushrooms, acid, ayahuasca, all of the mind expanding drugs is what I think of them as. And I think of them as expanding because they cause us to think in ways that we didn't before. And even after using them, they've opened up avenues of thought that you hadn't quite considered.
Absolutely.
But when
yeah.
they
the
do MRIs, yeah. and when they do MRIs of people on psychedelics, mm-hmm. They can actually map
see
out that different parts,
MRI,
parts of your brain.
Mr. I.
Mr.
I.
Mr. I.
It never ends.
When they do Emory's on
everything's
people
connected,
in the hospital,
man.
Yeah.
We're all one.
They can see parts of your brain lighting up and connecting that just don't normally connect.
Let me respond to that.
And then
I just wanted to say the first time
I'm going to respond to that.
Yeah. The first time I did acid had totally changed me for the rest of my life, just
right.
in the way I perceive things, which is pretty, I was young when I did it. It was pretty freaking incredible.
It makes your identity cooler. It's AC ID. It's air conditioning for your identity.
You're amazing at this.
For your identity.
So,
it's pretty fun.
Wow.
Here's my response to what you just said.
Yeah.
A lot of what we're doing with the brain is just paying attention to what areas of the brain light up or what synapses take place because energy is expelled when it happens, and they can see that these synapses are firing. What's backwards?
This is backwards.
You're cracking me up. And I apologize to the listeners. I just look over. Jessica Michelle has got one of her headphones on backwards.
Hey,
and,
we're all one.
Like a cool DJ.
We're all
backwards.
There's a big difference between knowing what the brain is doing and being able to watch the brain do something. And what we're doing right now
yeah.
in the mapping of the brain's behaviors and how it works and synapses and connections, all we're really doing is looking at the brain working.
Yeah,
we don't understand a lot about the how. We don't
no.
understand a lot about the whys in certain areas, why it remaps. And the fact that ayahuasca, mushrooms, acid cause our brain synapses to change in the way that they fire is actually, that's what I would expect on any mind-altering drug. I would expect
yeah.
to see, because when I'm high on mushrooms, one of the things that happens, ecstasy is the same thing, your thinking ability is hindered, to be sure. Your thinking process has changed, and you have to kind of remap your mind a little bit. You have to figure out how to figure out.
Yeah,
does that make
just
sense?
Just how to get around or do you
anything.
Know, go
right?
to the bathroom. You
yeah.
feel like you've been peeing for an hour.
Well, sometimes you do because there's this thing where constriction happens and you can't pee. But that's
no.
E. That's E.
But there is also time dilation.
There is time dilation. And that's just.
Oh, I pee through time.
My dick is time.
So when time dilates, it's hard
yes,
for pee to get through.
That's exactly right.
Yes. When,
So what we're really
I'm sorry,
talking
that was a spoiler
about
alert for Interstellar.
is we're talking about becoming confused in really euphoric ways. That's really all we're talking about, in my opinion. And mm-hmm. what you're describing, Mike, I've had the
oh,
experiences
yeah.
you're talking about. I think maybe not the level you
oh,
experience
no.
with ayahuasca.
Honestly, I honestly think that, like, and I say it on stage sometimes, and I don't want, I think that ayahuasca is the best. Like, mushrooms I thought were the best.
Yeah.
And I don't want, you know, they're all my children. But, like, legitimately, like, I've done, like, acid for me has never oh. had the profoundness
me
of,
too.
Of the nah, connection, of the spiritual neither. Connection to reality or
yeah.
not reality that mushrooms
to
have
me,
had.
To me, and, acid is a mushroom trip while dangling off of a ledge that some jack-off is holding onto your ankle.
How does this
that's,
drug last?
3 to 4, like 2 to 4 hours.
Mushroom-ish.
Depending.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is there a, like a, Is there like a, like mushrooms has a 2 to 3 hour realignment period too, where you're not really high and you kind of
When you're,
do you have the same thing?
You have to stay, like they're like, you'll be, it'll make me an hour to 2 hours afterwards. This time when I did it at night. Normally, most of the times I've done it, it was you get there at like 9 o'clock, you start around 10 p.m., then there's like an additional session offered like in the middle of it if you want more or need more or have, you know, either way. And then, so I feel like it's gone, each of the times I've come down around like 3 or 4 in the morning. Mm-hmm. So it's like anywhere from around like 5 hours total with these two sessions. And then this last time I did it, then we went to sleep for about 6 hours, woke up and did it again at 11 in the morning.
Wow.
And then they were like, you'll probably be okay by like 3 or 4. And I needed until like 6 p.m.
And sure. The side effects?
I mean, you like afterwards, you mean?
Yeah.
Or
like mushrooms?
No, honestly, like, I mean, some people do vomit, like as part as, you know, just to.
A lot of people vomit.
A lot of people. I mean, the guys
really?
In
there.
Oh, yeah.
Peyote very does tough this on to the people. Stomach.
He yeah. says, I mean, oh. But you actually. The times that I have most faithfully followed the guidelines that they offer in advance to say, like, no alcohol for 3 days before, no, you know, like, pretty much a vegan diet, like, nothing fried, no pot, no, you know, like, no a lot of things leading up to it. Like, the cleaner your system is when you go into it, you fast
the
for about...
The stronger the effect. Is that the reason?
And the
no?
less you get, and the less sick that you get as well. The
really?
Less, there, less oh. bad there is to come. Like, I've never vomited. Like, I've certainly...
You're a vegan.
Are
you don't
you
even
just
eat
a
food.
Vegan so you can do ayahuasca?
Now I honestly, like,
it turned out
for alcohol purposes, well, like I don't love alcohol. Like I'll drink, you know, a glass of wine if they give it to me at a show or whatever. Like I'm not, and it's fine, and I enjoy it. But yeah. Now I'm like, man, you know, if to, I might not drink anymore just on the off chance that somebody's like, hey, you want to do ayahuasca tomorrow?
You don't want to like mess that up.
Well, the number one question on Ann Landers' list of are you. An ayahuasca addict is, have you altered your eating habits just so you can take the
have
drug?
Have you stopped drinking just so you can be on ayahuasca once in a while? You might have a not drinking
you
problem.
You have a problem. You're just
that's
not drinking
so
anymore? That's
funny.
Amazing.
Drinking problem.
But so the,
Ann Landers, what yeah. a cunt.
The shaman, the shaman says at the beginning of most of the sessions, like one time he said this specifically, he was like, sometimes a person will throw up. Other times, everyone will throw up. Like every time I've done it, there's been anywhere between like 12 to 24 people, and you always hear at least somebody, like if not a few yeah. somebody's doing right. it.
And probably yeah. some of them are throwing up because some of them have had diarrhea.
That's
if I saw right. you have diarrhea, I might throw up from that.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I mean,
there's also sometimes
there's
diarrhea.
Bathroom.
Wait, are you just accessible. Sitting around, shitting your pants
remember.
And tripping?
Like, you're sitting around, but
like,
when you
drink
shit,
this tea and then someone in front of you just shits everywhere, and you're like, oh, the love is the universal vibration.
Generally, shit goes into the toilet. Like, there's bathrooms right. okay. accessible.
People can usually find their way to the
like,
toilet.
They do oh. have vomit buckets. Like, right. the yeah. vomiting happens.
Has anyone
in
ever
the room.
Shit in the vomit
unless
bucket?
You
I don't think so.
And how high would you get? If you consumed the
I'm
shit,
a, I'm
vomit.
So afraid
of this.
If
you're looking for a different trip, then you can go do ayahuasca with the Dutch, because oh. they will shit in their.
Yeah, there's like a version of freeganism.
Oh, they're shitters.
Where,
oh god, they put it on their waffles.
I want to get clarification on this
sure.
after the break
waska.
Because apparently we're late for a break. All right, I'm going to ask when we get back. I'm going to ask you about the legality oh. of doing this because I think it's probably legal, but you're going to tell us when we come back. Anyway, you're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available at the iTunes Store. More after this insufferable disruption. We have a premium ad-free service. That's right, we already give you the free hour of entertainment, but the premium service will allow you to subscribe to the full 90-minute show. It's only 10 bucks per year. We also have another option. That's the Pay More If You Want button. If you want to help us out and give us more money, we will give away some subscriptions to the needy. So, so be generous if you can afford it. Support the show only if you can afford it. Please go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe. How are Christmas trees and priests alike? They both have ornamental balls.
I don't even get that one.
You fucking wrote that.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs. But we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
And now back to ardent atheist nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with Mike Kaplan, Jessica, Michelle Singleton, and Daxton Alexander Jordan. Thanks for being here, everybody. Legalities. That's what we were talking about.
I just did a quick Googling, and
that's disgusting.
And you're a criminal.
Oh, yeah. And now I'm relaxed and ready to talk about
that's
it.
That's very funny.
It seems that the consensus is the plants are legal. Like, okay. The plant, like the ayahuasca plants are totally not subject to any control, but DMT itself as a substance is like a class one whatever, you know, thing
right.
Across the world, generally not allowed. So it's weird that the thing, I mean, obviously it's in our
that
body.
That is bizarre.
It's in plant, but yeah, I don't.
You can
I
have
don't,
the plant.
Don't really understand.
Freeze! It. Check his brain for DMT!
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always there, jack off.
So
carry on.
That's funny. They've made something illegal to consume that we have naturally in our system.
Mm-hmm.
Dicks.
I mean, hey, look, it's all just molecules, right?
Guys? Right,
like, what
man.
Is the law?
It's all just stardust.
Yeah.
Well, this is
so that's
this
PCP.
Is,
oh.
This is why I can't get on board with the whole "we are all one." No, we're not. The Republicans are not part of me. Period. And the government can suck my fucking
there's
dick.
There's a Republican in you. You
I
just
mean,
need to
like
learn
you're.
To love them.
There has
we've
been.
We've all
more
had
than.
A Republican inside.
Everyone's had a Republican.
You're like a
what?
Toenail, and like Republicans are, you know, a wart or whatever. Like we're all part of the same.
Republicans are the genital warts of the universe.
Thank you. Here's the deal. You know, the oneness thing just yeah. doesn't. It just it to me it's the same as it's the same dis- idea as reincarnation. Reincarnation doesn't mean shit unless I can actually go back and talk to my dead aunt when she gets in another body. Then it's significant. Then it has some meaning, some significance to our existence.
But
if we're just reincarnated in this nebulous way where you can't continue using the knowledge you had before, and let me be very, very clear about this. The Buddhists are full of shit about that lie because you don't show in science that when the Buddhists say that the Dalai Lama is the reincarnation of the previous Dalai Lama, that's
yeah.
bullshit. Right. When you look critically at what they're doing, they're getting infants and they're having them crawl around on a fucking carpet and they're picking out things until they find the it's just a goddamn numbers game. Eventually a kid is going to crawl around and grab two items that belong to the previous Dalai Lama. Fuck off, that's bullshit.
Aww.
But is that what you were going to say?
No, I like the idea that like if reincarnation is a thing, well, how you say that like you can't carry on the knowledge
yeah.
from a previous life, but I this is just a theory that I find interesting, is that maybe the people who are smarter, there's a reason that like you're able to grasp more things, like how stupid Jesus is, because you've had more past knowledge.
Well, I mean...
Oh, that sounds fun. I like that.
Yeah, no.
Was linked to how smart your past
like,
spirit
because
was.
I'm impressed that you appealed to the intelligence of atheists with your bullshit story, yeah. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. That would be scientifically...
I've lived 1,000 lives.
That would be scientifically provable. If that were the case, we would know this.
How?
Well, first of all...
Prove it.
Maybe they just don't want you to have the satisfaction of, you know, knowing a thing.
The maybe
science
nobody's all holding maybe, it together. Right.
Maybe nobody's
anyone.
Lived enough lifetimes to figure out a way to prove it.
We've been waiting for Jesus to come back for 2,000 years.
I'm right here, dude.
Wash my feet.
Try. Follow me.
I'm a pauper.
On Twitter.
Okay. That's a funny quote right
Anyway, the idea that I think obviously reincarnation is way less, I mean, obviously nothing is provable as
to me they're the same. They're the same propositions.
I think that we are all one is a much more practical meaningless thing than reincarnation. I mean, they both can
Listen,
be useful.
You won't get an argument with you won't get an argument from me about we are all one when you talk about it from a scientifically obvious point of view. It's obvious that we're all made up of the same star stuff that was forged in the belly of stars billions of years ago and scattered throughout the universe. That I get. It's inconsequential to me, though. I like it. It's beautiful. It's lovely. There's a poetry in it, but it doesn't.
The end.
Hooray!
But it doesn't carry over any real value, other than knowing scientifically that that's how stuff is made. I mean, that's good to know.
Do you believe in deincarnation, which is just death?
No, I don't. I adamantly do not believe.
You don't believe in deincarnation?
Well, we still haven't gotten you to talk about what you believe, because it seems like you hang on to something. I want to know what it is.
Well, I do.
And I can crush it.
I know. I promise now that we're getting personal, I won't be the dick
no,
I just was.
You can be a huge dick. No. Well, because I sometimes kind of hold on to this like weird spiritual thing. Like, you guys don't feel like spiritual and energetic outside of doing drugs? Like, you don't ever...
Oh, no, I mean, I carry
all the
same
stuff.
You know,
like, you can talk to people and you
when
can
do people not do drugs?
Feel their energy, you know? Like, I've always thought that... I think that's the reason I fuck the people I fuck, because I can't pinpoint a physical thing...
Pheromones.
...that I'm like, there's just, like, an energy.
Well, what you're talking about, I agree with. I think that that exists. It's not magical. What's that, Dax?
But when something feels magical, it's just as good as.
Can you
like,
just
if
pretend
it was
that
magical.
If you want it to be magical in your brain?
But the answer to that is absolutely you can. You really can. Absolutely.
Here's where my
problem is when it becomes institutionalized
and
gay people can't get married.
People.
This is the magical law.
Yeah.
Magic is the new. I don't know, but I don't know how much of me when I'm like, oh, you know, there's this bigger thing, or I feel like. I'm connected to people, or that maybe we have lived a bunch of lives.
But isn't that scientifically explainable how that works?
When you connect with someone, when you have a chemical connection, as we sometimes, I think, inaccurately describe it.
Yeah, I know that you can be like, there's a thing that sets off a thing in your brain, and then that releases happiness. And
endorphins.
I don't like science words.
Isn't this... first of all, orange magic is the new black magic. But... now a meaningful thing, like, isn't this a more another way that you could reframe the magical feeling that, like, when you connect with somebody, you're like, wow, the idea that we could have lived a life before and known each other, and now that's the reason that we have this connection, like, isn't it even more magical if this is the first time we're meeting and we feel this way with nothing? This is love based on nothing, this chemistry based on nothing, or
but
only
a chemical
the here,
that just goes off in your brain. Honestly, I don't give a shit what it is as long as I'm coming or whatever. Like,
well, it's usually beer.
I think, but here's, whiskey.
There are very logical explanations for all of the wonderfully emotionally fulfilling moments that happen.
Absolutely.
And I'm not someone who wants to get in there and wrench everybody's...
happiness.
Yeah, joyful happiness, where that, air quotes, magic happens. I don't have any desire to tear our world down to that. I do think that... there's a fine line between being a critical thinker and a logical thinker, and then...
A fucking maniac.
Well, a victim. Because I think we become victims when we think magically. I really do. I think that's why I do this show. I think magical thinking sets us up as marks, and people can take advantage
Karl
of that.
Karl Marx.
Exactly.
We're all one. Communingism. Yeah.
Communingism. You damn hippies. I knew it was going to come down to this.
That's why I feel that. I think it's important to know the difference between... I don't think there's anything wrong with people having magical senses and feelings and that sort of thing. I think that we should be aware of when we're doing it, and I think that's possible.
Oh, no, absolutely. You know I just what I mean? Think that... I think even some of the stuff I hold on to is just...
fun.
Well, no, and it's also like because you can't disprove... I mean, like, logically, you're like, this shit's fucking... there would be proof. But then... And I get
it's
that.
Like,
from a very logical... I get
It's like the time travel thing where, like, if there's a time traveler, if time travel is ever possible, then come back right now and tell me that it's possible.
Right.
Okay, they didn't. He didn't do it. Yeah.
And
there
so
isn't any.
And I think it's. I think
I've not heard the time travel thing. That's really funny.
Yeah. Well,
also, your Interstellar thing from earlier, the fact that you said, like, oh man, that's an Interstellar spoiler, it wouldn't have been an Interstellar spoiler. Like, it's like, it's its own.
It's a whole
you
thing.
You created an Interstellar spoiler loop by saying it was.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's only going to be because I'm going to go in the future, I'm going to go back and tell myself to say that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are making me
insane. So you're saying time travel exists.
In Interstellar.
No, and I think some of it's just like maybe a childish refusal to just firmly believe in one.
Grow up and be sad already.
Just to go like, this is it. And that's, I think it's just like a wanting to be hopeful because when you're sitting alone in your apartment, you're like, this is all there is, and then we just die.
Well, yeah, think about like, it this way.
This
think
is all there is.
You can die here in this apartment.
But I also like the idea that it's like, okay, well, this is all there is, so fucking get shit done. This is you have this, and then it's done.
That's what you were going to say, isn't it?
Make the best out of what you have right now and do everything that you possibly can.
No, absolutely. And that's literally the speech I give every time I'm talking one of my friends down from the ledge.
Right.
I'm literally like, that's my whole life is being on the edge and being like, no, you guys get back.
Yeah. This is my ledge. Get the fuck off my ledge.
Get away from
this. I got this, you amateur.
Hey, you kids, get off of my ledge.
Get off my ledge.
But you're not making the argument that it sounded like you were headed toward the if you can't disprove my bug nutty claim, then it's probably
then
true.
It's no, absolutely not.
You're not making that argument. I want to make sure.
No, I think.
The Christians do that to us.
Just saying that you can't.
Well, that's
you can't
my
prove,
biggest problem with, like, Christians or like maybe like a stereotype of a Christian is that like, look, if you need a fake guy in the sky that like with a really cool like, yeah, and if you're good, we got streets of gold and shit. If that's going to keep you from murdering me or fucking my boyfriend, just
that's
it's
fucked
like,
up.
Well, if I do that, then I'll go to then I won't go to heaven. That you're a fucked up person. But
yeah.
Okay, great. Whatever needs to keep you from being a psychopath, but don't try to put it on everybody else, or like, it's crazy to me that what's crazy to me is people who
here's why
don't
we don't murder
question.
You guys. I got a great reason not to murder,
dude. That argument's been made.
The fact that people need that to be like, well, I mean, I would, but and I'm not going to go to heaven.
I already got one.
Psychotic.
Well, what blows me is when people say to me as an atheist, "What stops you from just killing people?" Then I'm like, everyone, back away from that guy.
Yeah,
because you're like, well,
I just
am not gonna.
Because it's fucking wrong, you psychotic cunt. That's what I say. You're out of your mind. If you really, if the only reason you're not harming, raping, killing other people is because God will punish you, you're a dick.
But I guess that to me is just like why I'm fine leaving it alone. If they, you know, like if people like that leave me the fuck alone, and they're not like, well, let me tell you about. I don't know. Am I making sense?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, well,
you're not an activist like I am.
I recently walked out of a store, and there was. A couple of people preaching there, and I ended up. I was waiting for someone to pick me up, so I was kind of stuck standing next to the guys preaching. And this guy was telling me about Jesus and all that stuff, and how he's amazing and all these great things that he did. And I said to him, "Well, let me just ask you a question. If Jesus asked you to kill your son, you have kids? Yes, I have a son. If Jesus asked you to kill your son, would you do that? Ordered you to do it?" He goes,
he wouldn't do that.
I couldn't do that. I'm like, so you wouldn't do everything, Jesus.
The ruler
says.
Of the
Jesus
universe. God.
You would
so maybe
you,
maybe
you
should take it just as a suggestion.
Yeah, like
guidelines.
You know, there's
not
verses
rules.
In the Bible where Jesus asks people to murder their kids. So
did Jesus do that or just his dad?
No,
God
commanded that Abraham take his son. Abraham, by the way, was a faithful follower of God, as was his son. So both of them went to the mountain where God was going to kill Abraham. And at the last minute, he was like, just kidding, and didn't do it. So God's a dick. All right, we'll be back. More about that in a
Jesus,
minute.
Though, nice guy.
You're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available to the iTunes Store. More after this intolerable intermission. And now, a special announcement.
This is a big super shout-out to a few of our listeners. Toby, Jonathan Parker, Cinny, Calvin Cat, Justin Longerich, Carl Barrett, Adune, Snake Oil, Danielle Lucas, Cameron Winters, and Joe Swam. These were some of the people chatting on the Wall of Reason last week. Thanks for being there, everybody.
And now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense You Can Believe In. We're talking with Mike Kaplan, Jessica, Michelle, Alexander Singleton, and Dax Michelle Jordan.
Cougar Melon,
Cougar Melon Camp. All right, so the your desire to kind of hang on to
it's
little
just
pieces
a,
of that.
Like, I
find what you do harmless. I really do.
Yeah. Why well, I don't. I bother anyone with it because also I know half the time if I try to talk about it, I sound like a lunatic.
Hey, everyone, yeah. I believe in magic a little.
You guys, maybe we can read each other's minds.
Are you bothered by the religious right in this country?
I'm bothered by anyone who wants to shove their bullshit into your life and be like, you need to. Hey, anyone who's using like religion to try to dictate anything. Is ridiculous.
They're putting the dick in dictate.
Yeah. Well, you know, in that case, I'll take it.
I figured out when we have Mike on, all you have to do is talk and he'll find the punchlines for you.
It's in there.
Love it.
I contain no meaning. I am but a filter.
I don't think that... it seems like you've had a more power... I'm interested in doing what you've done, Mike. I'm interested in going and doing the ayahuasca thing.
I thought you meant derailing every conversation with puns.
No.
How do you do it?
I'm not smart enough to do
nature
that.
Nature or nurture? A combination. Nurture is what I call it.
Nurture.
Nurture?
Nurture.
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 Oh, my.
I honestly do feel like when I first did it, I was like, oh, man, it's like mushrooms on mushrooms. It's like exponentially, like quantum level. You know, it's like a three-dimensional, like if mushrooms are like, what a cool movie. And this is like, what a cool reality that I'm now right. in.
Now, but what do you do when you're on it?
You sit. The ceremonies that I've done, it's a guided meditation where the guider like sort of chants, not sporadically, sort of like regularly throughout the time.
Continuously.
Not continuous. Right? I mean, he'll do it for a while and then he'll settle down and he'll make some calming.
He'll simmer down.
Yeah. And then you'll have, you know, a little silence and then he'll go again. And like everyone, like a couple of the ones that I did, there was a guy who played the harmonica a little bit. A woman sang, like one of them, we got to sing a little bit. Like he taught us one of the chants as well. And you
fought the urge to harmonize.
I did. Yeah, good, that was from.
Connecting the two shows. He talked about that on Monday for us.
Does anyone just get up and walk around or leave? Or
You can. I mean, you generally have your spot. Like you sort of sit on a mat or lie on a block. Like eventually, you start seated. Seated is the new word.
Right.
And in your citadel, and you fortify in your fortress. I don't make mistakes. all the language comes to me. But so
ayahuasca hasn't had an effect on you at all.
Nope. And so you're sort of in a circle around this room, and then obviously like you can get up and like go to the bathroom if you need to. But for the most part, once it hits you, you sit there. Quietly.
You really don't want to move.
Yeah, you sit there with your eyes closed and don't talk and just be.
Do you feel like?
You definitely hallucinate. You know, in a sort of a dreamlike state. Like, you're awake, but you like images come to you as in a dream. And then, like, afterwards, it sort of kind of goes away from you like a dream. You can sort of jot down ideas or, I'll, like, say things when it's done into my recorder.
I'd like to do that in a deprivation tank.
I've done
mushrooms and gotten a deprivation tank.
I did
it
once.
It was fucking awesome.
Don't like
it. It was amazing.
Yeah.
I've never been in a deprivation tank.
Me neither.
They're great.
I've heard good things.
Fantastic.
I hear great things.
I'd be curious to get Mike's take. Someone people whose minds are racing the way yours does. They're generally the last to get in a deprivation
tank.
I'm terrified
of that.
But it seems like you'd actually be into it.
Like, the closest that I've come is probably like getting a massage where I don't have access to my recorder, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right, so to like constantly.
So I'm like, I don't want to have an, you know, the Mitch Hedberg joke where he's like, if I have an idea in the middle of the night,
you just have to convince yourself.
I gotta either get up and walk across the room and write it down or convince myself that what I thought ain't funny.
That's not a good idea. I love that. It's so
And so exactly that's right. Like my whole experience the first time I got like a, you know, a 45 minute massage.
Because you can't move and it's like,
and I can't be like the idea that I had. Like, I do remember this one idea that I had that I was like, I guess I can't be like, hey, remind this thing about sexual assault that I just thought. I can't be like, will you remind me, Lady Masseuse?
You know? Let me tell you something.
Forced relaxation seems like great, but also
torture.
Terrible because you're like, when you have so many thoughts in your head, and you
it does
keep
make
it.
Me be in the moment.
I think you guys are missing.
The point of relaxation?
No.
I get it.
If you are paying someone to massage your body. Mm-hmm. You get to define the terms, mm-hmm. first of all. Yeah,
you can write something down.
You can stop, and you can say, hand me my pad. And you can leave your pad where you can reach it. You could bring a little table in and put it down where it is. That's your time.
Yeah, but that interrupts your like retarded state of like...
That's fair.
Well, a lot of people just... Really, it's politeness that causes people to not optimize moments like that. Yeah. And this is one of those I'm hearing from both of you. I have gotten massages, and... I've said funny things to the person on the, that's massaging sure. us. Remember that? And
where did my cum go?
I do believe in magic.
I knew where it went. And if you want to write something down, you do. The environment that you go into, you're paying for. Therefore, you can model it to your sure. wants and needs.
For the ayahuasca ceremony, though, like where basically they say there's a lot of guidelines. You know, like, oh, this is the dietary guidelines. Here's the, like, we recommend doing this, like sit up and
sounds very religious.
There are like ritual components to it that mm-hmm. definitely, like, sometimes the chants sound like Jewish chanting. Sometimes they're more like South American based, but there's the nice ritual. Like the friend that I did it with, like, grew up in a traditional, like, Jewish environment. And so some of the things, like, that he likes about, you know, lighting candles, like, there's definitely, if you're like, I like a ritual for a ritual's sake.
Now I know who you went with, by the way.
Oh, sure. Because it has meaningful, you know, it's like, for me, lighting Hanukkah candles doesn't mean anything. But if you lit them, like, with your mother, if you went to, like, a Jewish summer camp and you have fond memories that you associate with those rituals, then, like, there's no harm in enjoying doing
that
a thing like
that.
It puts you in that state of mind of,
you and know, you're like, this is a happy connection. Memory.
And so I really right. like the ayahuasca rituals because now I associate them with these really powerful, strong, like these wonderful experiences that yeah. I've had in my brain that I'm like, oh, if this is what people experience when they experience religion, like, oh, hey, this community, this connection, we do these things because we get this personal thing out of it. I'm not going to be like, everybody has to do it. I'm like, right, hey guys, right. knock, knock, knock. Everybody do ayahuasca. But I'm like, if you ask me about my experience, I'll tell you it's an amazing
thing.
Well,
let me tell you something. Yeah. I think that if everybody did ayahuasca, you would discover, just like with mushrooms and acid, that not everybody has the same level, quality, or experience in general.
And not everybody can do it because they recommend if you're on, like, say, antidepressants, that they say don't do
that's
it.
That's going to fuck you.
It yeah. will.
That's why I don't take my antidepressants.
That's get ready. You have a solution.
That's number two on Ann Landers' list right yeah. there.
But the yeah. point I was going to get to is just that I don't, like, when I do mushrooms, I have my recorder at my side. And if I think, so, you know, I have, like, dozens of ideas that I put down in there, whether they're, you know, like, life profound epiphanies or just joke ideas.
I always keep pads and papers around when I'm doing mushrooms.
But for
you draw pictures, yeah, you end yeah. up writing a poem that turns into a picture that, oh, this is an interesting
thought. Don't you think that people who, like, okay, so how you said when you study, like, a brain map of someone who takes these
yeah
drugs mm-hmm. these sinful drugs. No,
those people.
Okay, so the people who are, like, crazy and they're like, maybe it's all magic or, like, whatever, isn't it possible, since our brains are a little different, maybe some people's brains are lit up in different places?
Yeah,
and
they're just experiencing magic all the time and they're wandering around homeless and they seem perfectly happy.
On ayahuasca, there are definitely moments where I'm like, magic is real, because whatever it's doing to my brain is making it so, like, I see a thing and then I don't see it, because, like, you know, there's
magic. But if you saw it, it's, like, real to you, so you're, I don't know,
yeah,
I just
you.
Find that fascinating.
Well, your inner reality.
Have you ever borrowed money to do
outer.
ayahuasca?
Borrowed money? No.
I'm just curious. Go on.
This is it. We brought you here for an intervention.
I would. I would absolutely. Give me your money. I'll do it.
Have you ever missed work because suckers. You were doing ayahuasca?
What's work? I mean, legitimately.
Forgotten what work is?
The first time I did it, I did cancel a set where I was going to make $25, and I paid a couple $100 to do it. So, yes.
How much does it cost normally?
A couple $100.
$100.
Mm-hmm. Would you do stand-up?
While
on ayahuasca?
No, you wouldn't. That's a religious experience, kind of. So that would,
if they sinful. If they were like, we want it to happen, then I would do it. But, like, it's definitely not a part of it.
No.
What a buzzkill yeah. if they're like, everyone's chanting and meditating. They're like, wait, you're a comedian? I want to come up here and do some jokes.
Your impression of someone high is hilarious.
That's just
it's exactly almost right. as good as Heather's impression of the guy standing next to her.
Oh, wow. I thought that was just
same
my impression
voice.
Of assholes who were like, you're a comedian? Come on, be funny.
I presumed you were doing a high guy.
Oh,
so here's a question.
Have a lazy eye.
Can you get this drug without going to the shaman thing?
I do have a friend who has, like, gotten the components and made it herself
yeah.
and mm-hmm. then drank the tea herself and gone to the place that some people think of it as, you know, an other dimension kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
you enter with beings or entities. And, you know, there's people have, like, common experiences, like, have witnessed the same. Like, a friend of mine, also Shane Moss, smokes DMT a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know Shane, but yeah. he's a super funny comedian, super smart, interested in science a ton.
I love it.
And loves smoking DMT. And he'll see, like, the same woman figure. And then he was, like, researching recently, multi-dimensional stuff online, and then he found a picture of, he's like, oh, that's the woman that
that's
I see.
The woman?
A lot of people talk about the same style of entities or, like, troll things.
Well, what if it's like, just out there?
I mean, in a make- also we are all humans, and we do have
we all come from the same place.
Brains.
Right. We have brains.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, like, the idea that, you know, these sometimes the first time I smoked DMT before I had tried ayahuasca. Like, there was all these swirling, like, hieroglyphic-like figures, you know, symbols that, you know, if you look at art, if you Google, like, DMT art, mm-hmm. you'll see, like, these colorful arrays of things. Like, they're very, you know, sort of...
M.C. Escher faces.
Yeah, it's,
things.
And yeah. it's, like, they're common
I see the same thing on the ceiling when it's got the bumps on it. What is that kind of
popcorn ceiling?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I see always, so much in
mushrooms,
there.
Mushrooms make me see an M.C. Escher thing. Yeah. Like things...
The patterns just
patterns
come out.
Are fit together.
Wait, I see that... In popcorn ceilings, normally.
Yeah. Normally?
Well, there you
Your
go.
Brain's all
You're
set.
Saving a lot of money, lady.
Magic brain.
Well, no, like, I've mm-hmm. always been really sensitive to, like, any
Colorful?
Type of drugs. Yeah, I don't...
You know, when I was younger,
oh
I used...
Oh, my God, I'm just schizophrenic.
Yeah, that's all it is.
When I mean, that's just the line,
that's
right?
fun, too.
Yeah. When I was younger, I used to be able to see auras. It took me a long time to figure out what I was seeing, and I did figure it out.
That it was just your eyes adjusting...
What it is
wait, because I do that sometimes.
Then, do
me too. I can still see him. Yeah. When I was a kid, I was confused by it. I didn't understand what was going on.
What was going on?
There was a couple different scenarios that would allow me to see something called an aura, something you would refer to
Were
as
you
an
really
aura.
Calm?
I was always concentrating and trying to. It wasn't something. The first time I ever saw it and made me think I could see auras, and that's an important sentence. Made me think I could see auras. Was after a long day in the pool, your eyes, you look at a light and it's got a weird glow about it because that your light. Eyes are poisoned from the shit in the pool,
chlorine,
right?
Yeah.
Chlorine pool.
You're like, I can see things.
And the glowing would happen around people when the sun was sitting. So I would be able to see outlines around people because of that. That focused me into, oh my God, I think I can see auras. Then I started looking for auras.
Did you have any seizures?
Never had a seizure.
Because according to Wikipedia, an aura is a perceptual disturbance experienced by some with migraine or seizures.
Oh, yeah. That's got to be what's wrong.
That can happen. I know of people who have experienced that. It messes with your eyesight and you can see things. The other thing that will happen
I was
is...
magic. It's just the migraines.
I lived in the Midwest, and every time in the winter that we were out playing, I would be able to see auras. But it was only in exactly the right scenario, usually sunset, or when there's
surrounded
a really bright,
light.
When there's a real clear, like white or something specific behind them
right.
that allows me to see. And here's all I'm seeing: the heat coming off their fucking body and messing.
Is?
Yes, and messing with the.
That's still energy. It's technically an aura.
I'm gonna God, fuck you in the. So.
It's just a very scientific, it's not magical.
How do you tell who's evil then?
My grandpa had a black aura. So
did he really?
My grandpa didn't have a black anything.
No, there was no...
he was a bad man.
But your grandpa was the grandpa of Michael Jordan. Is that not correct,
that's
Mr.
Right.
Jordan?
That's
Thank you.
That's right.
So I don't believe that... I think that people convince themselves of all kinds of things, and then they
sure.
convince themselves of what those things are. I'll give you an example. What you were talking about, Mike, when the person saw the same figure, mm-hmm. and then they saw an image of the same figure. To me, that's that puzzle lock thing where it was close enough that it fit.
So your brain makes it that. You're like, that's what it was.
Your brain just locks it into place.
Sure.
And the scientific approach to that would be, okay, you're seeing a figure. Let's get a cop artist to sketch it. Now,
and he always looks like the Unabomber.
And you never show the person.
Same guy.
You never show the person that sketch. Then show them that picture that you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Do they connect with it? And how similar is it to the sketch? So if you do some fucking science on these things, what you start to find out is that we fill in the blanks. We fill in the gaps. Our brains want to complete the puzzle.
They're magic.
I fill in every gap I come across. It's just a compulsion.
Hello. Everyone knows what he's talking about, right?
He jerks off at the Gap.
Yes.
Oh, that was you?
I fill out an application
All
at the
shirts
Gap.
Oh, that's
what I should have said. I'm sorry. The Gap application.
Did everyone hear? That's great. Thanks. Yeah. That's been the Caplification of this.
All right.
That's
now,
what my name is short for.
We haven't asked you what you believe yet, Dax. You've been on the show many times.
Oh, we've
some
talked
of the listeners.
You've never
believe.
Asked him?
No, tonight.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't ask
not tonight.
But I want to know a little bit more about the Scientology that you're into, and we'll get into that after.
What?
Yeah, we'll get into that after
Cliffhanger.
The break. We're going to come back, and we're going to hear about Dax's love of Scientology. That's it for the free hour. We'll be making the full 90 minutes available to our premium subscribers very soon. I want to thank our guest, Mike Kaplan. Jessica Michelle Singleton, and Daxtonian Belongstarg Jordan. I also want to thank my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
That's me.
And our video switcher, Ryan Magnan. Tune in next week when our guest will be...
Christmas is fucking over.
Yeah, it will be over. And we'll be talking about...
No more fucking Christmas.
Yeah, she hates Christmas. This has been the free version of episode 161, another show that went off without a hitch. We miss you, Hitch. I'm your host, Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson, our theme music courtesy of the sound editor of the Aristocrats, Eric Wilson, and special thanks to our Wall of Reason moderators, Joseph Fuck Christmas Wham, and our digital publicist and web guru, Cameron Jingle Hell Winters.
Mike, where can people find you?
MikeKaplan.com.
Mike, M-Y-Q, Kaplan, K-A-P-L-A-N
.com.
Where can people find you, Jessica Michelle?
At JMS Comedy. It's all my social media.
At JMS. And make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, her full first name is Jessica Michelle. I don't think it's hyphenated, is it?
No, but I used to have it in there. It's pretty cool. Facebook to know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't get it wrong, fuckers. Dax Alexander Jordan.
Just DaxJordan.com. So, the internet didn't have room for all my names.
Understood. Some characters mentioned on this podcast are completely fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons living today is purely wishful thinking. You've been listening to Ardent Atheist. Ardent Atheist is a product of natural selection.